We are celebrating the birth of Jesus today, together. And the Bible gives us so many views of Jesus, so many glimpses of his birth. And I want to turn to John chapter 1, starting in verse 1, where we read that Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. And in him was life, and that life was the light of men and women. What do we know? That Jesus is always God. 2,000 years ago, Jesus took on flesh and also became human, fully human and fully God. Jesus is always good, and Jesus always existed. In addition to that, Jesus has made all things, and we glorify the Lord. Yet we also know, and we just read, there's darkness. There's darkness in this world, and we feel that tension. In 2021, we're aware of the darkness. What does God do? How does he respond to the darkness? God sends light to overcome darkness. This is what God has done, he is doing, he always will do. God sends light to overcome darkness. John chapter 1, verse 5, we read, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." The Bible says God is love, God is light, Jesus is the light of the world. God continues to send light today, so let's look for God. Let's look for his light, let's look for his glory. Now, I want to share that this past week, we had an outdoor Christmas block party in our neighborhood, and it moved me. It was beyond my expectations. You ever go to an event, and it's like beyond your expectations? So a few things happened. I have some pictures. First of all, a fire truck showed up, and there were lights on the fire truck. The reason the fire truck came by, to collect food for people in need. So our entire neighborhood brought food and then loaded up the fire truck. In addition to the fire truck showing up in homes with lights, we also had Santa. And I know there's a lot of discussions about should we, shouldn't we, with Santa. I want to say that whenever Santa's mentioned, it's an opportunity to talk about Saint Nick, who's a real person, who loved God, loved people, stood for the truth, shined the light of God, and gave gifts to kids. So Santa that showed up, I could see the light and the love in Santa's eyes. In addition to that, we celebrated. There were a lot of desserts in a garage, and then we spent time just singing together. In addition to singing together, we went caroling. Anyone else go caroling this Christmas? I realize it's a tradition that doesn't always play out for most people, but we went caroling, and I don't have a voice that really should be caroling very loudly, but we went caroling. And what I enjoyed about this is we know in the neighborhood, because there's a bond that's been built in our neighborhood, we know who's suffering. We know who's going through some difficult times. Maybe you know in your neighborhood, names, stories, people's lives, you know who's maybe hurting. So we went and we sang for a couple that they've just been going through COVID. They had COVID and they're recovering, but we went to their house to sing. And then we went to another house to sing where someone just had a procedure and is in a recovery that is actually much more difficult than anticipated and wanted to come celebrate with us, but because of this procedure and recovery, wasn't able to. So we went to this house and we sang. We sang together. There is a hope that we have in Jesus that's greater than the challenges that we face. And shining the light of God includes being creative sometimes as well. And as we were singing that night, I was thinking about the words of the songs. One of the songs that we sang included these words, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king." We have a king. His name is Jesus. "Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing." And as we were singing together, I don't know the spiritual condition of every person in our neighborhood, but we were literally singing, "Let's receive our King the Lord. Let's prepare our hearts. Let's make room for Jesus. And let's join in with all of heaven and nature. And let's sing his praises together." And did we sing a little? No, we kept singing, "Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. The wonders of his love. Repeat the sounding joy." There was praise in our neighborhood. There were praise in the streets. Sometimes I wonder as we sing these Christmas songs, do we listen to the words? Do we know what the words really mean? And one other song that we sang together. It was a song that starts out, "God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay." In other words, let's not be in despair this Christmas. Let's not be all discouraged this Christmas. Why? For Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born on Christmas Day. And then this was the moment. You ever have one of those moments where it just feels like the world just is still and you kind of wonder, there's a sense of wonder, like, is this really happening? I'm walking through the streets, we're singing this song, and this is the lyric, "To save us all from Satan's power when we have gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy." Now, if I called up all the neighbors and said, "Hey, we're going to get together tonight, and we're going to just march through the streets, we're going to praise Jesus, we're going to talk about victory over Satan, and we're going to talk about the comfort and joy of the Lord. Do you want to come out and sing with me?" I don't know how many would say yes. But we were singing it, and we were praising the Lord, walking the streets, and I was hearing these songs in stores. And in stores, praising Jesus. In the gym, praising Jesus. On radio stations, praising Jesus. In homes, praising Jesus. Walking through the streets of my neighborhood, praising Jesus. In church, praising Jesus. Are you catching the vision for our lives? Where we live, work, learn, or play, there's no reason to hold back. His birth gives us that much hope, so we're praising Jesus. And in all these songs, there's an invitation. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. I hear an invitation in the birth of Jesus. I hear an invitation in this scripture. I hear an invitation in these songs that we're singing. You say, well, what is this invitation for us? It's to receive the light. It's to receive Jesus, the light of the world. Now, John writes this in verse 12, "Yet to all who received him," and maybe some in this room already have, maybe some are returning, the light's grown kind of dim, returning, and maybe some have never received him. But to all those who receive him, it says that those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Don't miss this. How do you receive Jesus? You believe. To receive is to believe. Well, what does believe mean? Believe means trust. When you trust Jesus today, you're going to receive more of Jesus. You make a first-time decision to follow him. That's the start of a relationship that's eternal. But every day we make decisions to believe, to trust him. And the more we trust him, the more Jesus is pervasive in our life, abundant in our life. Here's the truth. Receiving precedes shining. Sometimes we just send the message, shine, shine your light. And we skip over the trusting and the receiving. You can't share what you don't have. I can't share what I don't have. If it's not in me, it won't come out of me. Receiving first, shining second. It's not as simple as just shine. If you don't have Jesus, you can't shine Jesus. So trust Jesus deeply. Receive the Lord afresh today. You say, well, what are we going to receive? We're going to receive Father God. We're going to receive Jesus. We're going to receive the Holy Spirit. We're going to receive his word, his power, his comfort, his peace, his joy. We're going to receive his encouragement. We're going to receive in abundance from God. This is not fake. This is not forced. Don't you get just tired and weary of forced religion, fake, on the outside? What about on the inside? Authentic, abundance, and this is for everyone. Sometimes this time of year we say, well, there's two lists, naughty and nice. Jesus came for sinners. He came for everybody. And everyone's invited into his presence, his power, his promises. His peace is for you. Jesus is your peace. He's the Prince of Peace. And as you celebrate these truths, there's also some realities. And one of the realities for us this Christmas is that our lights kept going out. Literally, literally. The lights on our tree kept going out. The lights in front of our house kept going out. And then it was the tree, and then it was in front of the house, and then it was in front of the house again, and then in front of the house another time. We've never had the lights go out this many times. Do you ever feel like spiritually the light kind of goes out sometimes in your life? And what do you do when the light goes out? What did we do when the literal lights went out? Well, we have neighbors who love us, and we're aware of what was happening this year. And they gave us a Lightkeeper Pro. I have a picture. Has anyone ever heard of a Lightkeeper Pro? Do you know what this does? I wrote it down. It sends a pulse. It finds the lights that are not working. And then it fixes the shunt. Yeah, you don't even have to tell the rest of your family you have one of these. You'll just look like a hero and a handyman. You just pull that thing out. It sends the pulse, fixes the shunt, and there's a new restoration. And the lights are working again. I feel like this is an infomercial, but it's really not. It's not. The point of this is that we would have a new receptivity to God and to his love. Because we have some shunts that are broken. And the light of God is not just flowing and traveling through our lives in abundance. And we need help. We need God's help. We need a new receptivity to what Jesus offers all of us today. Max Lucado said, it's easy to lose sight of the remarkable story of Christmas. We forget that a king ordered a census. Joseph was forced to travel. Mary bounced. She's pregnant. She bounced on a donkey's back. The hotel was full. The hour was late, and the event was one big hassle, not to mention the condition and the smell of the manger scene. This is the birth of Jesus. And Max Lucado concludes, yet out of the hassle, hope was born. I love that line. Out of the hassle, and maybe you've had a lot of hassles going on right now. Out of the hassle, hope was born. It's a hope that no one could extinguish or put out. So much was piled on Jesus, his entire life. Read through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Read through the Gospels this week. Read through the Gospels. You'll just see how much is piled on Jesus. Have you felt that there's a lot piled on you lately? And yet the light of Jesus shines. The light of Jesus shines. What does this remind us? You already have the love that you're looking for. You just need to receive it. You don't need to chase. You don't need to try to convince other people to love you. You don't need image maintenance. You don't need to run around carrying the weight of the world. None of us need that. The love is already here. Jesus is already here. Receive the love of Jesus in your heart today, afresh, in full. The love is right here. Jesus is right here. And out of the hassle, here's the hope. So how do we walk in the light? The last verse, John 1:14, the word became flesh and he made his dwelling among us. His name, Emmanuel, God with us. So I want to tell someone that God is with you, that God is still with you. Right now, God is with you. Emmanuel, God with us. He dwells among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is a simple equation. Love plus truth equals light. Love and truth. Jesus is full of love and truth. To shine the light of Jesus, it means love and truth. The light will dim if you start to water down the truth. The light will dim. The light will dim if you start to lessen the love for other people. You're not forgiving everyone. You lessen the love, the light won't shine. It takes love and it takes truth for the light to shine. This isn't a formula, this is a relationship. Abide with Jesus, who's full of love, full of truth, always full of love and truth. Where do you find Jesus? On the intersection of love and truth. Jesus is always with love, always with the truth, in the combination of the fullness of both, and that's where his light shines the brightest. But as we get closer to the return of Jesus, the advent of Jesus, you think about his birth, his first coming. We also have an advent moving towards his second coming. And we're in between his first and second coming. You know what the Bible says as we get closer to his return? Matthew 24, there'll be an increase in false teaching, and the love of many will grow cold. That many will turn away from the truth, and for many, their love will grow cold. We don't want to live that way. We want to be full of love, full of truth. The darker the world gets, the more we shine the light of Christ. The darker this world gets, the more we shine the light of Christ. Together, and it's always more powerful together. This is Jesus' prayer that we do it together. We were able to come alongside of 20 families at Christmas right now and help those families in need together. Together, we received requests from Pakistan for Bibles, and together, we were able to send many Bibles to people who are very spiritually hungry right now in Pakistan. We shine the light. I played soccer this morning, and there was one player that every time they made a mistake or a bad play or a bad decision, they said the name Jesus. And it wasn't worship. They just would make a bad play, and they would say, Jesus Christ. And they would make a bad play, and they would say, Jesus. And I was listening to this the whole game, like, how do I respond to this? Like, what would you do? Maybe you don't know that person that well. I don't know the person that well. But all game, I was just listening to this. And I didn't know what to say. And we're in those situations all the time. What do we say in those moments? And so finally, near the end, when they said, Jesus Christ, I just quietly said, tomorrow's his birthday. It was just kind of a playful way to, you know, just think of Jesus in a little different way and hopefully shine some light. And the person just kind of paused and took that in. And it's like, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Shine the light of Jesus where you live, work, learn, or play. Joseph Castleberry, thinking about the first coming of Jesus and the return of Jesus, he said it this way: no one plans a surprise party for Christmas. I mean, we plan so much for Christmas. And we all know, thinking back also, what day it will come. God sent angels to Joseph. He announced Mary, Zechariah, the shepherds, angels announcing the birth of Jesus. There was so much anticipation. God also communicated to Elizabeth, Simeon, and the Magi coming from the east. And there was a great welcoming committee for Jesus in his birth, the first coming. But then Joseph points out, things will be very different for the second coming, because no one knows the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven, think about that, know the day or hour when Christ will return. But God is building up the greatest surprise party in all of history. So what do we do before this incredible surprise party that could break out any day? What do we do? Let's be the church. Not just go to church, let's be the church. Let's be the church, not just within these walls. Let's be the church. Let's be the light. Let's shine the light of Jesus in all the places Jesus went. He went to people who were hurting and lonely, and people who were confused and who had spiritual questions. And he brought light and life and hope and truth and love. First, we've got to receive, because you can't share what you don't have. But the pattern at Christmas, whether it's the Magi, the shepherds, Simeon, here's the pattern throughout every Christmas story. Go to the light, receive the light, spread the light. It's every Christmas story. Go to the light, receive the light, spread the light. Go to Jesus, receive Jesus, spread Jesus. Go to the light, receive the light, spread the light. Jesus is the light of the world, and he says to us, you are the light of the world. When you abide with Jesus, his light is going to shine so brightly through your eyes, your voice, your listening, your serving. The light of Jesus is what our world needs today. Jesus is good.